In this episode of Facets of the Diamond, we're looking at the third description of the Lord Jesus Christ from the vantage point of God the Father in Hebrews chapter 1. That is, the first nine descriptions came from the vantage point of the human author, and these that are now our focus are coming from the vantage point of God the Father. We have already seen two of the Father's descriptions of the Son. That is, from verse 4, He has become as much better than the angels. And then second, also from verse 4, as He has inherited a more excellent name than they. Now the third description is found in verse 5, as well as the fourth description of Christ, also in verse 5, both of which come from citations from the Old Testament. But if you'll note in Hebrews 1, these Old Testament citations are put by the author of Hebrews into the mouth of God the Father, and He is saying these verses from the Old Testament to His Son. So the writer of Hebrews would say, for to which of the angels did He ever say, that's God the Father. And then there's a quotation from Psalm 2, you are my Son, today I have begotten you. And then there's another quotation from the Old Testament, 2 Samuel 7:14, I will be a father to him, and he will be a son to me. So those two descriptions in verse 5 are our focus for this, and Lord willing, the next episode of Facets of the Diamond. First, we'll look at that phrase, you are my son, today I have begotten you. That, again, is a quotation from Psalm chapter 2, especially verse 7, where we read in the New American Standard, I will surely tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. So we can, using our sanctified imagination, imagine that the Lord Jesus is reading, hearing, and meditating on the second psalm. And during His incarnation, as His incarnate eyes pass over that phrase in Psalm 2:7, or His incarnate ears here in the synagogue, that passage read from the lectern, from the scroll of the second psalm, the Lord Jesus hears that it is personally to Him in a unique way from His Heavenly Father, the first person of the Trinity, declaring to Him something particular about Him. And it is, if you'll notice, a description of the Son to the Son. The Father is saying, you are mine. Today I have begotten you. You are my Son. So the description that I especially want us to look at is that the Lord Jesus knew with divine confidence, not only His own divine confidence, but from the divine Father, that He was secure in relationship to the Father. Sonship, J.I. Packer calls the highest privilege of the gospel, is our adoption, that we're not only justified, that's the judicial legal declaration in the courtroom, that we are exonerated, exculpated of our crimes before God, but we are even greater than that, adopted. When the courtroom turns into an adoption ceremony and the judge welcomes us into His own family, adoption is an even higher privilege, sonship over legal declaration. But the Lord Jesus Christ knew fundamentally, deep down, that He was the Son of the Father, that He was both accepted and approved. As the Father shouted at the baptism of the Lord Jesus, you are my Son, or He is the beloved Son in whom the Father is well pleased. Those are the statements of acceptance and approval. You are my beloved Son. That's acceptance. You are mine. In you I am well pleased. That's approval. So when the Lord Jesus hears the second psalm, that kingly, psalm, of the Lord's anointed who's installed on his holy mountain and against whom the totality of all the earth making war against him only provokes him and prompts him to laughter. And anyone who does not do homage to the Son or kiss the Son in the second psalm will perish, for only those who take refuge in God will find themselves spared. The Lord Jesus heard that song and knew that it was the Father's voice to him uniquely, that he is the Father's Son. In that identity, he was the freest man in the universe. No one could touch him. He did not need anyone else's acceptance or approval, for he was secure in his identity as the Son of the Father. And with that approval, he marched forward with his face like a flint, set toward the cross in order to make others sons and daughters of God.